Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The Minnesota Senate is approving a $100 million recovery bill to help businesses impacted by federal immigration operations. It gives 100% forgivable loans to businesses who suffered a loss of revenue of 30% or greater. Senate President Bobby Champion.
As state senators, we should work on behalf of all Minnesotans, regardless of their political affiliation, because they're human beings with dreams, with aspirations.
Republican Senator Carla Nelson of Rochester says the money could be better spent.
What could that $100 million do to help with uncompensated care that one of our hospitals is dealing with right now?
The bill passed the Senate on a 35-31 vote. The House has a similar bill that hasn't come to the floor yet. Another bill passed to the Minnesota Senate bans gambling on everything from elections to sporting events. The measure, authored by DFL Senator John Marty of Roseville, would ban prediction markets. Marty says prediction markets try to skirt around state gambling bills by claiming that they are future contracts, not bets. The Minnesota House United Black Legislators Caucus is condemning this week's U.S. Supreme Court ruling that they claim guts the Voting Rights Act. Representative Cedric Frazier of New Hope says the ruling makes it harder to prove racial discrimination in congressional redistricting maps.
They want to allow elected officials to be able to gerrymander or redraw these districts in a way that could dilute or take away the voices of particular communities, or particularly black and brown communities.
Representative Frazier says the high court's decision in a Louisiana case dismantles Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, which outlawed racial discrimination in voting and redistricting. The Minnesota Wild and Timberwolves are both headed to the second round of the playoffs. Wild forward Matt Boldy says the crowd exploded after his second empty net goal sealed a 5-2 victory over Dallas.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, I don't think we can say enough about how great they've been, the energy they've brought, and you know, it's just so fun to be out there playing in front of them.
The Wild will face Colorado in the next round of the NHL playoffs. At Target Center last night, Jaden McDaniels scored 32 points to lead the Wolves to a 110-98 victory over the Nuggets.
I'm just happy it's over, happy we were able to come out on top. You know, Steph was sad. I'm just happy we was all able to prove our point and just get the win and move on to the next round.
Minnesota will play San Antonio in the NBA Western Conference Finals. And the Minnesota Twins beat the Toronto Blue Jays 7-1 last night in the series opener at Target Field. This is MNN.